Today is Saturday, August 9th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Over the last few days, the Sauk County Sheriff's Office has taken several calls regarding persons fraudulently claiming to be from its office. The caller will identify themselves using the names of staff members who do actually work for the department. The caller may state you have fines that need to be paid and to contact the office, or a warrant will be put out for your arrest. Other times, the caller advises to stay on the line and drive to the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. They may also tell you to call into the department and ask for a specific deputy. So far, the caller has not asked for any money to be sent to them, which is how the scam usually works. If you receive a call like this, don't ever send money. Any citations issued through the Sauk County Sheriff's Department are always paid directly through the clerk of court's office. The department would never ask you to get gift cards, a money order, or any other form of payment and send it to a specific person. The department also does not call people and tell them that they have a warrant. If you get a call and you are unsure whether it is real or not, feel free to call the Sauk County Dispatch Center at 608-356-4895 to verify the information you received is correct. If you get a phone number or name from the person calling, that would also be helpful. It was hot and humid, but that didn't keep the community from coming together at the 22nd annual Walk with Grace last night in Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Many attended to celebrate and honor those who have and are battling cancer, and to remember those who are no longer with us but are never forgotten. By the time things wrapped up last night, it was announced that this year's preliminary total raised was $371,534.17. The evening also included the drawing for the winner of the 2025 Chevy Trax valued at $24,185. The winner was Dan Biba. The first two names in the annual calendar raffle drawing, with each receiving $1,000, was also held. The two winners were Patty Labansky of Richland Center on ticket number 1712 and Nancy McCauley of Richland Center on ticket number 3835. Drawings will continue daily through August 31st, with winners announced daily during our News at Noon and 5 o'clock news on WRCO. After all the hard work of the citizens of the greater Richland County area, sales of luminaries and raffle tickets, and many auctions and raffles, and the many donations collected, this year's Walk with Grace preliminary total as of last night is $371,534.17. If anyone would still like to make a donation to this year's Walk with Grace, money collected through the end of August will be added to this year's totals. Donations may be dropped off at the Richland County Bank or mailed to Grace, P.O. Box 213, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. Donations can also be made online at walkwithgrace.com. Come one, come all to North Park in Richland Center for the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, sponsored by Southwest Partner. The two-day event gets underway tomorrow morning. Skeeter the Clown is with CNM Circus.
We want to invite everybody out Sunday morning at 9:30 to watch us raise the big top up, then stay for the free tour that you get a back scene tour of the circus as everything is getting ready for the day. Plus, you get to meet our Lions and Tigers circus morning, and that's all free at 9:30. Then we have two performances on Sunday. The first one is at 2 and the other at 4:30, and then the Monday shows are 5 and 7:30.
CNM Circus has been to Richland Center in the past, but will feature some new attractions.
We have lots of new things for you. If you saw us 2 years ago when we were here, we have a strong woman on the show this year. She actually participates in the Strong Man, Strong Women competitions here in North America. Then we also have a fire eater on the show this year. We have a guy who juggles with his feet. And then we have Nelson. If you haven't heard about Nelson, Nelson, by the time he gets here, will be a little over 8 months old. He is our lion cub. We are the only circus in America traveling with two male lions. Now, Wendell, who you would have met 2 years ago, now is 4 years old and weighs about 450 pounds. Both of them, when they're fully grown, will be 5 years old and they'll be over 500 pounds. But Nelson, only being a little over 8 months, he already weighs 125, probably almost 130 pounds now.
Other new acts include aerialist extraordinaire Simone on the trapeze, and Perez Daredevil duo on the tightrope and Wheel of Destiny, and everyone's favorite circus clown, Leo Acton.
He is one of the very last clowns that comes out of a 2x2x2.5 car. Now, I think he does a surfing gag this year. He does a rollerballer gag. I think he does he has so many of them that I can't keep up with them anymore.
1 hour before each performance, the Midway opens featuring pony rides, moon bounce, giant slide, face painting, concession stands, and the box office opens. Advance tickets priced at $13 for adults and $8 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. They can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Richland Center Parks and Rec, Kelly's Coffee Shop, and Capital Wealth Ameriprise. The higher percentage of money from advance ticket sales goes back to the community. You'll also save money and can skip the lines at the box office. Ticket prices at the box office are $16 for adults and $9 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. Bring the whole family for great fun at the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30 and again on Monday at 5 and 7:30 at North Park in Richland Center. Find out more about this year's show at cmcircus.com or on Facebook. It's your last weekend to check out the Wisconsin State Fair. The fair is closing out with a big bang today. Leonard Skinner will take the stage tonight. As always, you'll have your chance to get your cream puffs and check out the exhibits before the closeout on Sunday. Get tickets and find out more online at wistatefair.com. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center invites you to support pancreatic cancer patients and research efforts at the 12th Annual Roll and Stroll for Pancreatic Cancer. Roll and Stroll is organized by the Pancreatic Cancer Task Force, a group of volunteers dedicated to raising funds for pancreatic cancer research while supporting patients throughout the cancer journey. The task force aims to raise $150,000 this year, with all the money raised to support cancer research and care initiatives at the Carbone Cancer Center. The event will be held on Sunday at Capital Brewery in Middleton. Day of registration and check-in begins at 8:30. Participants can choose from a 50-kilometer, 25-kilometer, or 5-kilometer bike ride, as well as a 5-kilometer run or 2-mile roll and stroll, which is open to walkers, scooters, wheelchairs, and dogs. Roll and stroll will also include live music, raffles, games, food, and more. While pancreatic cancer accounts for only approximately 3% of new cancers diagnosed, it accounts for almost 8.5% of all cancer deaths, according to the National Cancer Institute. With a 5-year survival rate of roughly 13%, continuing to fund the cancer research is a life or death, according to Dr. Noel Loconte, medical oncologist at Carbone.